AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Racial equality and voting rights, a theme of events marking this Martin Luther King Day. At a march in Washington, King's eldest son, Martin Luther King III, said today is no celebration. He called on Congress and President Biden to put more energy into passing voting rights legislation.
Today, as we stand here across our nation, 19 states have passed laws to make it harder to vote.
Charles McGee flew 409 fighter missions in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, more missions than any other U.S. Air Force pilot. He got his start as a Tuskegee Airman, the first African-American unit to fly combat airplanes. His family says McGee died yesterday in his sleep at 102 at his home in Bethesda, Maryland. He was among the last handful of Tuskegee Airmen still alive. More is known about the gunman who took hostages at a Texas synagogue over the weekend. He's been identified as a British national named Malik Faisal Akram. Asif Mohammed in Blackburn, England, tells the AP he's known Akram's family for 30 years.
He was a well-known person, having mental health issues, but nobody envisaged he would potentially go do something like this.
Akram arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York some 2 weeks ago. He later traveled to Texas and at some point in time bought a handgun in a private sale, even though it is illegal for a foreign national on a tourist visa to buy a gun in this country. He was killed Saturday night by law enforcement after the last three hostages ran out of the synagogue. The family of a delivery driver who died last month when a tornado collapsed the central Illinois Amazon facility where he worked has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Austin McEwen's family claims Amazon failed to warn employees of dangerous weather. This is AP News. New Zealand and Australia finally were able to send military surveillance flights over Tonga to assess the damage caused by an undersea volcanic eruption.
A towering ash cloud since Saturday's eruption has prevented earlier flights. New Zealand hopes to send essential supplies, including much-needed drinking water, but communications with Tonga remain extremely limited. The company that owns the single underwater fiber optic cable that connects the island nation to the rest of the world says it's likely it was severed in the eruption, and repairs could take weeks. Tsunami waves of around 2.7 feet high had crashed into Tonga's shoreline. No casualties have been reported so far, although there are concerns about people on smaller islands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley and Marine Commandant General David Berger have both tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.